Where's all the clean parchment gone? Has some beast hidden it all?
Malbon slid a piece from under the armchair cushion.
It's right here where you put it the other day.
Criculus snatched a section of birch bark parchment.
Young Chirk is looking at the scroll and ring out on the wall steps. I think she's onto something.
As they hurried from the gatehouse, Mocko grabbed the scone.
Waste not, want not, especially strawberry cream scones.
Chirk took the writing materials and immediately began scribbling away. Skipper patted her back proudly.
Ha ha! You just watch this young'un solve your puzzle.
But the otter maid was not about to allow them to.
I'm not having you four breathing down me neck. Now be off with you, you're making me nervous and I can't think properly. Go on, shoo, and leave me alone.
The four Redwallers strode off toward the orchard. Skipper cast a backward glance at Chirk, working away.
That's got some nerve sending us off to play like four naughty dibbons. Ah, but she's a brainy one, that niece of mine.
Malbon remarked dryly.
Don't know where she gets all those brains. Certainly not from her uncle.
Nimbly, she dodged a swing from Skipper's rudder. The otter chieftain spoke out indignantly.
I taught Chirk all she knows. Aye, there's no beast like me at riddles. Listen to this, mates. Why is a letter, yet why is a word? Don't stalk among grass stalks. A stork's a bird. Oi is a letter you see with your eye. Can you mean you, or is it just I? Ask me a riddle, and I'll tell you why. Two's one and one, but there's two and two. To understand two, I must tell you, there's a B and a B, which should really be like a letter C you don't see in the sea. I'll ask you a riddle, and you tell me. For what is four? Only two times two. I can see you, see. Oh, why, say you? Is a hare with hair a him or a hare? Does it eat good fare and have fur that is fair? Two purrs make one pair. That's your answer, sir.
Mockug shook his head in amazement.
Can you say that again?
It was an old red wall riddle, and Criculus gave the answer that every beast had learned at Abbey School.
Oh, there's a pain in my window that never feels pain, and he's at a loss to say it again. So now is now, but as you know, a no without K would still sound like no.
Malbon smiled wistfully.
I remember old Brother Frumble teaching us that at Abbey School. Ah, happy days.
Mockug sniffed ruefully.
Suppose that's why it puzzled me. I never went to Abbey School. There was no such thing as a school for slaves at Riftguard.
Skipper took the golden hamster's paw.
Never mind, mate. We'll teach you bit by bit. You're never too old to learn.
Yahoo!
Criculus almost fell over with fright at the sound.
Oh, great seasons, what was that?
Skipper was already running back to the wall steps.
It's Chirk. She always makes that noise when she's pleased.
The otter maid was beaming from ear to ear when the friends arrived at the wall steps.
I've solved your riddle. Come and sit here while I show you what it's all about.